Superintendent of Pittsfield Public Schools, Dr. Gordon Noseworthy, said that for students returning to their classes this morning, their first full day of school after the events in Newtown, Connecticut, it was just another day of school.
I don't believe that the schools of Pittsfield needed to do anything different today from what they did on Thursday. That's how seriously we take security in our schools.
Dr. Noseworthy said that the district had placed adjustment counselors in the schools for students that may have been affected by the events in Connecticut, and that teachers had a chance to come together and discuss how to work with any distressed students. He also said that the district worked over the weekend to post information for parents on their website on the crisis.
We did have a resource on our website, and the administrators and coordinators communicated via email and telephone on the weekend, so we could put all that together and put it up in English and put it up also in Spanish.
Superintendent Dr. William Cameron of Central Berkshire Regional School District says that they will be conducting a review of their security procedures with local authorities as a precautionary measure.
We are going to be reviewing with law enforcement officials everything that we're doing, the way that we're set up physically at each school, to see if there's any glaring deficiencies or maybe subtle deficiencies that somebody could recognize, so that we can be better able to protect the children and the people who work with them.
Dr. Cameron also commented on the reality of the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School and said that the small town served by the Central Berkshire Regional School District may not be too different from Newtown, Connecticut.
So there is no basis whatsoever for us to feel smug and secure that it only happens in other places, because it could happen to any of us. And so it creates a real urgency to reflect on our own practices and scrutinize them and talk with people who have the best expertise we can find about how to make these schools safer.
And Superintendent of North Adams Public Schools, James Montipar, said that the shooting sheds a light on the need for increased funding for schools to enhance their security, which can often be a challenge for districts with older buildings.
From availability of video surveillance equipment to personnel to ensure that we have an ability to check people in and out of buildings, funding for security at some level would be a very, very welcomed support to this endeavor. And I think it would be money extremely well spent.
The superintendents also all mentioned the communication between districts across the country on school security and working with distressed students and families. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.